If you want more information, I have my age development curriculum that you can watch and look at for free on my YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. All you need to do is just smash that subscribe button when you get there, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to Class 16 of the Obsession Beast Parent Education Level 1 course. In this class, we're going to be discussing the one single element your player can control. It's not goals or assist. It's actually a non-tangible target. And you might be looking at me like, Kyle, what are we talking about here? A non-tangible target? What does this even mean? That is a fantastic question, and the answer is effort. When we're talking about a youth soccer player, this should be your only non-negotiable. The only thing that they can control themselves is effort. They're going to miss shots. They're going to miss passes. They're going to lose the ball off the dribble, off a pass. They're going to make mistakes that lead to goals. If you try and rip on them for their mistakes and not just look about the effort, you're going to continuously create a negative relationship with your player. Okay? Now, again, effort should be your only non-negotiable. Everything else is a part of the business. So I'm going to say it one more time. Effort is the only non-negotiable you should have. And everything else, winning, losing, mistakes, injuries, errors, complaints, whatever, are a part of the business. If a player is going to achieve their dream of becoming a high-level player, it's a part of the business. And everybody, including the player, the coach, and the parent or parents need to understand that this is their journey and it's literally all a part of the business. Okay? So I'm going to say it again. Winning, losing, injuries, mistakes, development is all part of the business and the journey. You can't take any of that away. You can't overprotect them from it anyways. Now, I'll add this part here. Even Lionel Messi makes mistakes. So I found an article from 2012 from goal.com, and I'm going to read it to you. And it says, Barcelona's Lionel Messi gives the ball away more than any other player in La Liga, according to statistics published by Super Deporte. The Argentinian international is considered the finest dribbler in the game today, but has conceded possession 279 times so far this season. I'm going to say it again. Lionel Messi in 2012, so far in the season, had lost the ball 279 times. So that's arguably the greatest player in the world, if not arguably the greatest player of all time. And in one season, he lost the ball 279 times. And I think this was halfway through the season at this point. If he is able to do that, why would your player not be able to lose the ball a bunch of times? This is Lionel Messi making $500,000 a week at this point. And yet we have 9, 8, and 7-year-olds that can't make mistakes and lose the ball. Otherwise, their parents are going to rip their heads off. But we have one of the best players in the world that has lost the ball 279 times. And nobody bats an eye about it. It's okay because it's Lionel Messi. Well, let's make sure that the kids are okay with two. They can make mistakes. They learn from it. So, if you're, and let's put it this way. If your player isn't making a mistake, the level that they're playing at is a complete and utter joke. Like, that's just the truth. I'm going to say that one more time. If your player is playing at a level and they're not making a single mistake, that means the level that they're playing at is a complete and utter joke. If your player does not make a single mistake throughout the entire game and you win 10-0, that means the level your child is playing at is a joke. So you might be asking, well, Kyle, how do I handle a situation if my son or daughter is not giving 100% effort? Well, the question I would then ask you, did you set expectations prior to starting the competitive journey, for example, about your non-negotiable or negotiables? And for me, you might be able to find more, but the only thing that I can think of right now for a non-negotiable is effort, right? They have to give 100% effort. If you didn't set that expectation, you're going to want to, so have a very calm, relaxed conversation with your parent, with your player. If they say, Dad, Mom, I want to play soccer, or they're already playing soccer, you know, let's say, hey, let's take them out to dinner. I want to talk to you about the sport that you're playing, example. And you're going to not get upset, not get mad, just have a conversation with your child and say, okay, you know, if they say, son or dad, I want to play soccer, I want to keep playing, I really enjoy my team and stuff, you'd be like, okay, listen, I'm more than happy to have you play, from point number one. But the only thing that I'm going to ask of you is effort. This is my only non-negotiable. If you give effort, everything else is okay. Winning, losing, mistakes, your development, all part of the business. The only thing that I'm asking for, or for you to make sure you give me to make sure that I keep having you play, is effort. They have to come to an agreement on that. If they do, great, you play. About setting the rules and expectations about appropriate behavior, which needs to the non-negotiable. Three would be record him or her if they're making the mistake of not giving effort. Let's use the example. My child plays in the game. I'm not happy with the effort. I can tell it's not 100%. Okay, cool. I'm not going to get upset right in that moment. What I'm going to do is I will record it. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to try and collect data points on this. And I'll have the data points. And then at some point later in the future, probably 24, 48 hours plus later, I will then have a conversation with my child. Hey, you know, we had a conversation about non-negotiables. You remember? Yes. Okay. What was it? Oh, the non-negotiable was effort. And we agreed to this, correct? Yes. Okay, great. I want to show you this. So that's very important for parents to understand when it comes to how to handle a situation with their child. Three strikes and take a break. So for example, let's say you catch them three times in a row not giving the effort that you know they can give and they know that they can give. Then maybe give them a break. Maybe it's, you know, take a week off. Maybe it's 2 days off. Maybe you miss training for 2 days. Make sure that you guys are all on the same page so the rules and expectations are set early. Okay? Now, please don't forget, this is probably the most important piece. Mistakes are a part of the business. Like, you cannot evade these. You cannot, your child will always make mistakes. You probably make mistakes every single day. So stop getting pissed at your kid when they make mistakes. It's literally a part of the business. Okay? Just understand that. It's a part of the business. And they can't always control mistakes. Things happen. You as a parent, you need to be okay with your child making mistakes, because you probably know this already, but I'm going to reemphasize it to you. You or your player, or me, myself included, grow faster from making a mistake, because we go, oh, we probably shouldn't do that anymore. So let me say that again. You need to be okay with your child making mistakes. They grow the fastest from making a mistake. Be okay with it. It is okay if your child makes mistakes. Does it suck? Of course it sucks. Even me as a coach, when I watch kids make mistakes, I go, ah, I wish they didn't do that. But I don't show that to them. They made a mistake. Cool. You know, it is what it is. Because you know what? Like, the thing that I think a lot of parents don't remember or realize is when you're sitting on the sideline, you get the vantage point of seeing the, you know, 180 of the field. You get the whole field. So my recommendation is the following for this class. When starting sport, or if you haven't done this yet, you're going to need to, set the expectation ahead of time regarding your non-negotiables, if you have plural. Okay? Now, my recommendation is effort only. Now, be confident and okay with the fact that your child will make a ton of mistakes in their journey, and own that. It is okay. Even Lionel Messi makes hundreds of mistakes every single day in training and in games. The challenge for him, of course, is how does he respond? He gets his butt back in gear and goes again. He's learned that. Remember that this is your child's journey, and everything that happens, winning, losing, etc., is a part of the business, and you need to be okay and accept that. It's a part of the business. Let it go. Okay, and that wraps up class number 16. Hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. And we'll see you guys in class 17. See you there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying the podcast and finding valuable information from it. Now, I do have a quick ask of you, and that would be to make sure to follow me on all social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, which is at Kyle C. Wilson Official, and on Twitter, which is the Kyle C. Wilson. And if you could help me do that, that would continue to help reinforce the ideas that I want to continue producing content specifically made for you guys to help educate you. And as always, you know I'm there to help, as I have $23,195 worth of content available for free through my YouTube channel that will answer and help a lot of the problems that you're going through, or at least your child's going through. So if you haven't found that yet, go to the YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode.